Welcome back to the lounge. Now, it's always my pleasure to speak to other experts in psychology. And today I've got Jim Lehr, who is the co-author of Wise Decisions, in the lounge tonight. Thank you so much for joining me, Dr. Lehr.
I am very excited to be with you, Audrey. I'm excited about the conversation that we're going to have here.
Well, please do tell me about your book, Wise Decisions, a decision-making book. I mean, I think that's really important, but it's it's one of those topics which is so broad, isn't it?
It really is. You know, this is my 18th book that I have written over the course of my career. I don't write a book unless I feel like I've got one foot in the research world and one foot in the practical world, applied world. And the last two books I wrote were in the area of character. I'm a performance psychologist, and I kind of am stunned that I ended up in really the character space. But all of the data, I'm a data guy, and we developed this institute, the Human Performance Institute. We had over 400,000 people go through the institute and track them. And we found that character was a major component to high performance, which was really nothing in my training ever led me there. And then we began to realize that all of these performance assets, these competencies, were all developed through human choice, that you have a choice where to put your energy. And the decisions you made, how kind, how honest, your integrity, all of these issues led us to this, you know, this really beautiful intersection with character and choices. And so my co-author, Dr. Sheila Olson Walker, she has her PhD in behavioral genetics as a senior scientist at Tufts University and Johns Hopkins. And we both serve on a board and nonprofit board. And we really started to look at decision-making under a microscope and found that there's very little. We don't teach it in school. Parents don't know how to teach it. There's nothing in high school or junior college, nothing in college. And even most corporate universities don't talk about it. So we decided to get into it. And that's what this book is all about.
I think it's a wonderful book. And I love the fact you do blend academic theory with practical tools, because, of course, that's what we all need to actually make the changes. And I notice there are common mistakes that we make when it comes to decision making, but that can also be traced back to our mental, physical, spiritual, emotional health as well. And I'd like you to tell me a little bit more about the mistakes, but also that connection between, I guess, the body and our choices.
It's a really interesting area of research that, you know, there's this thing we call health. And health is physical, it's emotional, it's mental, and it's spiritual. And then when we went back and looked at all the data and then looked at the decisions people make and the ones that they were not happy with that actually maybe had catastrophic consequences, they were often made when they were in a position of poor physical health. They hadn't eaten properly. Their sleep was compromised. They had a lot of issues, maybe. And then the same thing emotionally. We know that when you're in a hot emotional state, you're very likely to not see all the variables and all the alternatives that are out in front of you and the consequences. Mentally, if you have, you know, a lot of issues with, you know, not being able to think things clearly and know really what you want to do with your life and the whole business of trying to understand what are the logical choices I have here. Clear, really rational thinking. And then the spiritual dimension, which is, what is your sense of purpose? And how does your sense of where you're going in life connect to this decision? So health ignites good decision-making. And that was a big, big breakthrough.
Yes. And that really helps bring our choices into alignment with our needs for our body as a whole. And you've created the Yoda method. I love this idea. And this is your own decision advisor. Can you tell me a bit more about this tool?
So we began to look at where are decisions made in the brain and how does this process actually take place? And we began to realize that inside everyone is some kind of an advisor. Someone that's kind of advising you as to what you should or shouldn't do here. We might make as many as 1,000 decisions in a given day. In a single hour, we had people start really recording how many decisions they make in the span of 30 minutes, and it completely floored them. And so then we ask, well, what are you referencing? How are you making these decisions? A lot of them are purely automatic. What time you get up? What route should I take? Should I eat breakfast? Should I skip lunch? All these things. But there is a reference point, and there is a person. We call it your inner voice.
Yeah.
Inner voice one and inner voice two. Inner voice one is kind of an untrained advisor, and an inner voice two is someone that really has been educated in all the issues that are really important for decision making. And that's what the book is about. Yoda in the Star Wars trilogy is a repository of wisdom. Well, there are some similarities, but this is your own decision advisor. We all have it. And some of our advisors are really not very adequate. Some are actually quite poor advisors, and some are brilliant. And we wanted to bring all of the readers to an understanding about how do you access real wisdom and long-term success in the decisions you make.
See, that is fascinating. And that brings a huge amount of self-awareness, which so often we don't tap into, and yet it can really guide us. One of your key areas is to help us align our decisions and our choices with our values. But sometimes when I say that to my clients or my students, well, they'll say, well, how do I do that? So have you got some ways of getting us in touch with our values, just rather than saying, just name some values and off you go?
So it's another great question. You know, we're an interesting species. We have the ability to go on automatic pilot and just let things happen. And it's called automaticity. We just kind of flow through things. And we've learned that that often is not in our best interest, to just trust our gut, or just to kind of, what do I feel at the moment? Whether it's ordering on a menu, or whether if you give it some real reflective thought, your chances of making a decision you're happy with is much greater. So the whole idea here is the most important part of who you are is your sense of purpose in life. Why are you here? What is success for you as a human being? How are you going to define ultimate success of your life? And at the end of your life, we call the tombstone experience, how do you want to be represented on your tombstone in the time that you were here? And so those words that you get to etch on your tombstone, we have you work backwards. And that all of the decisions you make should somehow be vetted through what you believe. We call that getting home. Getting home is ending up at the end of your life where you want to end up. We're all on a journey. We're all trying to get to navigate in some very difficult, often uncharted waters. And if we don't have an understanding of what true north is for us, what is a truly successful life, then we make decisions that just aren't aligned with anything. So our core values, our core beliefs, those things that represent the ultimate, in a sense, mission for why we were born. What must we complete to have really are worthy of this incredible gift of life? What will justify that? And the more you get into that territory, the more you have a reference point, conscious reference point for how to make decisions that will last.
Yes, and that's a very good way of actually getting people to think about it visually, to write things down, to bring things out of their heads. Now, on that note, though, how do we know that our Yoda is speaking to us in a helpful way? I mean, we've just grown up with so many bad habits, perhaps, or our past experience might have taken us down certain roads where all we've been doing is surviving. And at that time, that's a good decision. So how do we begin to almost trust it and train it to speak to us in that wise manner?
So it's so interesting. Again, as I said in the beginning, there's no real concrete path that parents are supposed to follow to help their children become better decision makers. And decision making is probably the single most important competency we have as human. It's what separates us from the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
We can pause between the stimulus and the response and take a whole new course. And a single choice can actually be so critical and change the trajectory of our lives for years, maybe for our entire adulthood or childhood. So what we want to try to do is to help people understand the critical nature of decision making and to try to figure out, where did you get this inner voice that you now have? Where did it come from that's advising you? And what we found is the most powerful source of information for that private voice are the most important people, the authority figures in your life, your parents, coaches, siblings that are older. And that suddenly becomes the accumulation of all these neurological inputs that form eventually by the age of five, some crude inner narrative. And that narrative may not really be your voice, it's the voice of a lot of different people. And we really encourage in the course of this book to find the voice that really is going to be the best personal coach you will ever have. This will be the most important coach you will have for the rest of your life. And it's the only voice you'll have in your head until your death. Let's get that voice right. So we ask people to spend a couple weeks writing down how they speak to themselves, what's the advice they're giving, and they really try to understand, is this really a great coach? Would I be proud to have all of this coaching projected on a jumbotron so everyone could see it? And would I say that's the best coaching advice? Is this how I would coach someone I deeply cared about in the same situation? So we look at the tone and the content. And the point is, if you're going to be a great decision maker, you've got to be able to turn inward and find that voice of wisdom, the voice of Yoda that has been trained to really give you the advice that you can trust. And that is really that's the most important thing parents can do for their children, is to take in that direction.
Yes, that's very, very powerful when it comes to parents being role models, parents being educators, and as you say, coaches for the young people of tomorrow. Now, if a parent wanted to educate the child, so not just role model and not just use their voice to create the narrative that they want to pass on, how can we make the Yoda concept accessible to that young child? How can we help them listen to their voice, perhaps, and unpack some of the things that they're telling themselves?
So parents, their public voice and what they say to their children will one day be the inner voice of the child.
Yep.
So the child is always watching, is always listening. And the way parents make their decisions, if they make them very sporadically and out of hot emotion and they're angry and frustrated and sad or depressed, the kids, their children see that and they tend to model what they see with their parents. So a lot of those dysfunctional voices, children really didn't choose to do that. That just became kind of an accumulation of all the inputs. And now it's important for parents to begin to realize that everything I say to my child may one day be inside of their heads and how they coach themselves. Most parents stop on a dime when they realize that. So if you have a two-year-old who's throwing a temper tantrum in a restaurant, as opposed to just taking them outside and, you know, just belittling them and everything else, say, listen, we're going to have to step outside here, but I'm going to give you a choice. I would like to go back into the restaurant so we can have dinner, but I'm going to let you choose. If you want to still, I'd love to know why you're upset, but we can't be disrespectful to other people. And so we're going to stay outside. And when you're ready, you tell me, but it's your choice. I want to go in and I'd like to go with you. But if you decide to do this, and you constantly give them choices and let them understand the enormity of the choices they're making and the consequences for the choices they're making, as opposed to making their choices, use your voice to get into their Yoda and to help them become great repositories of wisdom.
Yes. And I love the way that you use the word we, that you're doing it together with your child.
Together.
It's not you are doing this. It's we've got this
100%,
choice.
100%.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, with regards to applying this very powerful tool, is there a difference between how we or the way we use it in our personal life and our professional life? Because in many ways, in our personal life, perhaps we are more likely to be a bit more hot-headed or a bit more impulsive compared to our professional choices. So is there a difference, or is it just the same principle? We just need to look out for different things.
Yeah, we are who we are. And the way the decisions you make with your children or with family members, with relatives, and the decisions you make at the office as a leader and team, they're all connected. If you mistreat people, if you treat people badly, and your children see that because the waiter or waitress brought the wrong, the wrong food, or it was not tasty, or the valet attendant, your children actually see the way you treated them, and that becomes part of the way in which their Yoda advises them to treat others in that space. And so, the most important for me and all the work I've done, which surprises me, the single most important competency we have is our decision-making, and most importantly, how we treat other people, our integrity, our kindness, our sense of caring and compassion and empathy. And if parents use that as the backdrop against which they're coaching their kids, this is what matters in life. This is how I want you to think about making decisions. It's not about you. It's what you can do for others. Your life was a gift. You are a gift to me. And I want you to give your gift to others, your life to others. And that's how you will have great happiness and fulfillment.
That's so beautiful. That really is such a lovely way to approach the world, which we know can be quite difficult and challenging and scary, but it's
exactly.
It's a great team talk in so many ways. And your family, of course, is your team. Now, just this is something that I think my students will want me to ask you. I might have had the best thought process, the best choices, really wise decisions, and it still goes wrong. So how do I recover from that?
So we are not perfect human beings, and we do our best, but every single time you make a decision that you're unhappy with, take responsibility for it. Go back and look at the process that you went through and make an effort that's not going to happen again to you. We are a work in progress, and every single day gives you, how many times a day do you have a chance to get a little better, to improve your Yoda, decision-making skills, and to take inner voice one to inner voice two. And, it's like you can feel it inside. You feel better about yourself. Yeah. And we're all going to be, particularly young kids, make very bad choices. But we want, some of these choices we can't allow them to make, go out in the street and play in the street and get hurt. Mm-hmm. Or a single decision to drive and drink, or to drive too quickly. You have to put a lot of understanding, because the cognitive development of a lot of these teenagers and young adults, that cognitive development isn't really complete until in later 25 to 30 years of age. That executive function hasn't really matured yet. So you're going to have to spend some time educating that Yoda, so that there are parameters, they stay within the lines as much as humanly possible, and they're practicing it every day, and they're having to really live with the consequences every day of the decisions they make. And then you habituate those that you know are really solid, and then you begin to use this ability to be aware and conscious of what's happening in this moment, and you continue to make the best decisions after you've vetted it physically, emotionally, mentally, and through the spiritual lenses. And all of a sudden, you get this amazing young boy or girl or husband or wife that's making decisions so much better, and everyone wins when that happens.
Oh my goodness, Dr. Jim, I could speak with you all day on this. It's just so, so fascinating. Now, I'm sure everyone wants to go out now and buy the book. So where can we buy Wise Decisions, please?
Well, it was released December 8th. It's doing very, very well. And I would say probably the best place to get it is on Amazon. They ship it right away. It's readily available. It's available in a lot of bookstores and independent booksellers. But it's out there, and we hope, for me, I really hope it does shift the focus to decision making, because that is really the nexus of everything that happens in our life. We don't make good decisions. I don't care what happens. We're probably going to end up in a place we never intended or wanted to at the end of our lives.
I think what you've really tapped into as well is the fact that we're not necessarily talking about the big decisions. We're not just talking about what school do I go to? What car do I buy? What phone do I have? Do I have that chocolate cake or not? Do I do my homework tonight, or do I go out and party? It's the little things that we do every single day that shape who we become.
You have it 100% right. All the work we did, we saw that the greatest levers for the biggest change are the little decisions. And they accumulate, and all of a sudden that leads you to the one decision that you're not sure how you made it, but it was all these little decisions that helped you get there. And they were the big levers to make the big decisions that changed your life.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Jim. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you. Please do come on the show again. I would love to talk more.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. It's really been fun. You have some great questions, and I hope we've got some light on decision making.
And that's all we have time for. But if you'd like to find out more, do go to my website, which is www.draudreyt.com, and check out my articles, which give you practical tools to live your best life. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Dr. Audrey Tang, Tools to Thrive.